Oof da.
Oof da.
How you feeling there, Missy?
Worn out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a busy show today.
That was a very busy show.
It's a barn burner.
I feel like for like the last half hour, I felt like I am about to sneeze, but it won't happen. I'm living in like a purgatory sneezing hell.
That would be awful.
Yeah, it is awful.
Like, really, when you think about it, like, most... This is so bad. Most being on the precipice, but not being able to go all the way through with most bodily functions would be awful.
That would be true. True.
All but one, like, really. How? But there was just, for most bodily functions... To be able to, no, that would suck too. That would be awful too. Just be like, I'm stuck right here.
Just totally stuck. Just on the edge of
whatever bodily function you choose. It just won't go away. On the list of personal hells. Oh yeah. You're like, oh, just come in, just come in already.
Oh, that is so like my body, of course. Of course my body can't commit.
Oh,
of course.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. That's really funny. Oh, man.
And I still feel like I don't want to call myself sick yet because I don't necessarily think that
You won't even commit to that.
Sick. I know.
You wouldn't even commit to like admitting that you're sick.
I don't think that I'm necessarily technically have severe enough symptoms to be called sick. But man, like the past couple of weeks, I have just been on the edge of a cold. And I am like trying everything, any kind of immunity boosting supplements and foods that you can think of. I am doing all of it. And I'm just like.
Pumping so much stuff into my body.
I would rather just be on the verge of like just absolute terrible flu right now, because at least then I can assume that if the symptoms are that bad, I should be over it within a couple of days. But right now I've just been like in just sick purgatory. It's terrible.
Sorry, bro.
This is worse than being actually sick, because I'm like, there's like hope that I'll wake up and be fine.
Right.
Oh man. And stupid. I just want to sneeze and it won't happen.
Look at a light. Stare at a light.
I've tried everything. I'm sitting here trying everything.
Okay, I'm going to go find some pepper and I'm going to blow it in your face.
I don't even care. It's fine.
I don't even care.
Don't even care.
You can throw pepper in my face. I don't even tell you care.
Don't cart.
That's funny. Whoosh.
Yeah, it sucks. Oof. Well, let's see here. Should you do promos?
Yeah, I was going to tweet something.
Take your time.
I'm laughing at my own. Look at me laugh. Laughing at my
own
tweet.
He laughs and he laughs.
Said Andrew Lee should be back tomorrow so you won't have to endure just the conservative freedom-robbing host. It just makes me sick, John. It makes me sick as a conservative to hear. That you would.
How could you?
Think of. You would agree with a new law. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Ah. Bah. Down with government.
Oh my gosh, the same thing. Can you imagine? Can you imagine just being on the precipice of throwing up? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That's the worst already when you have to deal with that.
Oh my gosh. I would rather be puking in this moment than how I'm feeling right now. Because at least after you're done puking, like,
yeah,
there's relief.
Yeah, you got relief. You can, you're just puking rally.
Better.
You can start drinking again.
I am not a puke and rally person. I puke and I am done. Like, it's like my, you want to outline like a night out for Sam? I don't go out, so that's like, I can't even say that. But it's like, drink. Feel like I'm going to die, puke, actually almost die. And then wake up feeling great.
Sleep.
I've never felt hungover, and I
you're so lucky.
I have pushed
you're so
many
lucky.
Limits.
I'm convinced that I'm convinced the good Lord gives me hangovers just every once in a while to remind me.
This by the way.
Hey, by the way, John.
It could be worse.
You need to pull back a little bit.
Just chill.
Just chill.
Yeah, chill. Relax.
I hate it. I got the glare. I can't see your... All I can see is the building next door. I can't see your face.
Aw.
Oh, because those things are... Why are those things up?
Shut the blinds.
Why are they up?
He just rubbed his hand on the sequin pillow with his face on it to hide his face.
Looking at my
face. No, but now you can just like see a shadow of your face. Yeah, I guess Drew normally comes and shuts all the blinds. That pillow is so weird. So strange.
Oh man. All right, so that's what I was gonna do. I was gonna text Miss Pavlovich.
Miss Pavlovich.
Miss Pavlov, here she is, Miss Pavlovich.
What in the world?
You in tomorrow?
So strange.
Smiley face.
She's gonna be like, no, because the smiley face is creepy.
No, because that's dumb.
No.
It's not true. I don't think you're real.
She's gonna respond and be like, nah, fam.
Oh, man. Goodness gracious me, oh my. All right, so we can do Katie tomorrow, Katie Pavlich. All right, what else did we do today?
Pavlichnikov.
Oh, man, that coyote's attack story is fantastic.
What story?
Didn't get to that. I had a story about coyotes in Texas that are turning against the neighborhood.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, they're like
coyotes are scrappy.
They're attacking people.
What in the world?
Well, there's like a bunch of construction going on, and then the community thinks that this new housing complex that's gone up, they parked it like right on a coyote burial ground.
Probably right on a coyote's territory.
Yes. And so the coyotes said, I guess they said they usually try to avoid, you know, human contact, but they're going after. They got like the go word. So they're going after. They're going after them now.
And go.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
The blinds did me no good because they did not close them. now it's just creepy. Now it's weird.
I know. Now it's like weird. Like,
you need to open like one.
Can you, okay, since you're already up, can you do that window? Because that one's blinding me. Even though you can't see it in that corner. Yeah, that one. By the next to the TV.
Oh, I'm going to be sad. I'll be back over here tomorrow.
Aw. You should, in the morning, you should just be like all set up in Drew's seat.
No, I don't want to do that.
Why?
Because I'll do that and then...
I'll
be like, just kidding. And then
JK,
no, you really want to sit over here. But then he wants to sit.
It'll be so awkward.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So
you're like, oh, if you want to sit there, you can sit there because I'm Drew and I'm nice.
What would be the most awkward is if I did it tomorrow.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. So you didn't mean like some other day, like tomorrow if I did
that. Yeah, that's the point.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So let me back up. Right.
I meant because like he comes back from being gone for a couple of days.
That makes more sense.
And you're like, this is my chair now.
Right.
You're just like, and you should just commit to it for like the first like 5 minutes and just be like, no, this is my chair.
How quickly can I get one of those desk name plaques?
Oh my gosh.
Actually, I think I have one. I think I have one here.
Like here?
Yeah, I think I actually do have one here because I had one at the old studio.
It's probably on that shelf.
Yeah, or in the drawer. Oh my gosh.
That'd be funny.
I know. Yeah.
And you should get a label maker and label everything with your name on it, like the mic and the mic stand and the mic arms.
Change all the passwords? I'll get engineering.
That's too far.
Of course, he probably listens to the post show, so he's hearing all of this. So,
darn it, Drew, erase your mind.
I'll. Yeah, that would be funny.
Sorry, I'm sniffing.
I honestly don't think I should take all this stuff off. I honestly don't think he'd care. But at the same time, this is kind of what we've established. So
yeah,
but yeah, that would suck. It'd be kind of funny if he came over here tomorrow. Like, came back tomorrow, it's a normal spot, And then with Friday when I came in, then I came back over here. I go, yeah, you know, I didn't like sitting back over there.
He's like, you know, I kind of like, yeah, I kind of like it over here.
I kind of like it. Yeah. I kind of like it over here. Yeah, I kind of dig that. You know? But he's got computer stuff that he needs to do. You know, there's the responsibilities with logs and stuff like that.
He does that from his laptop.
It's easier with the laptop here and the button bar and all that kind of stuff.
Fine.
You know.
Fine.
Go. Oh, promos. We need to do promos. So what are we talking about tomorrow?
I don't know. You tell me. Talking to Katie Pavlich.
Yeah, we are talking Katie Pavlich. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what else are we? We don't have any other interviews set up yet. Weren't we talking about having somebody on, didn't I say? We actually went through a lot today. That's the problem. All right, let me look at my stack here.
Okay.
FBI, Cortez, 70% tax rate, it's hands-free. I got it. Okay. You ready?
Nope. Morning Daily Promo. Coming up Thursday. I squeaked. Coming up Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. It's okay. Coming up Thursday morning on Justice and Drew.
We'll revisit the hands-free bill working through the legislature. Are they effective at all? Plus, we'll talk with Katie Pavlich.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9 Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
A little quick there, Punchy. I jump in there.
I thought that I paused. What are you talking about?
I thought you tried to jump in there. I thought I heard a...
You want to re-listen?
I thought I heard a... I do. I do.
I like paused. You're out of touch.
Div at all. Plus, we'll talk with Katie Pavlich.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9. Coming up Thursday morning on Justice and Drew.
We'll revisit the hands-free bill working through the legislature. Are they effective at all? Plus, we'll talk with Katie Pavlich.
You heard my mouth move.
I thought that was you trying to jump in.
No, that's me trying to talk through a cold. And I'm sick, John.
Sorry.
Making fun of a sick person.
Sorry.
Justice. You were right, though.
No, I wasn't. Katie Pavlich.
Justice.
We'll talk with Katie.
I was not right.
Oh, plus, we'll. It's fine. Guess I can. It's fine.
Rush Limbaugh. Ready?
Yes.
You're listening to Rush Limbaugh. You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. Should students in high schools be forced to take a financial course? Plus, we'll talk with Katie Pavlich from Fox News.
Listen live 6 to 9 Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Should they be?
Yes.
I agree.
That just means that you hate freedom.
I do.
Me too.
That is factual. You've heard how I train my horses. There's no such thing as freedom.
You date me, you have no freedom.
I am your world. This is my world. You're just living in it. Facts.
Oh, people. My gosh.
Who needs people?
Right? I'm with you on that.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
You're listening to Joe Pags. Oh, John, where are you?
Do it again.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew, we will revisit the hands-free bill and look at other states. Have they been effective at all? Plus, Katie Pavlich.
Listen live, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Oh, my gosh, that was 5 miles long.
Meh. It was shorter than the other one.
Jim Jordan needs a tan.
Jim Jordan has two first names.
Look at Jim Jordan has strong facial features.
He has very prominent cheekbones.
Yeah, it's weird. He's got like the nose of Harrison Ford with the chin of Aaron Eckhart. He's like a mashup.
His chin is ridiculously
and
long.
And the eyes of an angel. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Jesus. Yeah, he's a man with strong facial features.
That's probably why he's an elected official. His strong facial features.
I'm fascinated by the fact that people's faces aren't symmetrical.
I feel like my face is completely different on each side.
Well, you have a thousand faces.
Like, I look like a completely different person depending on the picture.
It's 100% true.
I don't know why.
It's just how your face is.
It's weird.
Yeah, I know it's weird, but there are pictures of Echo that doesn't even look like you normally. So weird.
Okay, so and I have the same thought, but then I'm like, well, maybe it's just because I'm not used to seeing my face
no.
that way.
No.
Okay.
No, it's 100% true.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I have no idea why that is.
Yeah. There's a couple of faces that you make, and there's a this sounds so creepy and weird, but I just we work together. You have a shocked face, and you're shocked. You have this shocked face that doesn't look anything like you, and it's like in a bunch of the pictures you've posted. It's pretty funny. Some people are just like that, you know. Other people just make the same face in every photo, and that's me.
I look completely different in every single picture. I never know what it's going to be. I'm like, is this going to be Sam that looks acceptable to the world, or is this going to be Sam that looks like a little, I don't even know.
Yeah, you would be like the worst person for somebody who was doing internet dating.
What?
Let's finish the promos and I'll explain.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Let's finish the promos and I'll explain.
Maybe it's not like I'm a catfisher or something.
No. I'll explain. Let's finish the promos.
Closing argument.
Okay.
You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. Should high school students, this is a bill being proposed in Florida, be forced to take a financial course? Plus, we'll talk with Katie Pavlich from Fox News at 8:35.
Listen live 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
See what I did there? Like, I made it personal. Like I added a little, you know, this is a course. This is being giving me a little detail in here. This is being proposed in Florida. I was very pinkies, radio talk show host pinkies up of me. No, if you were doing like online dating, so what's the like eHarmony, whatever,
sure.
Right? Okay, did they put videos on eHarmony? They're mostly photos.
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay, so let's just say it's just videos. Okay. I mean, let's just say it's just photos. So it's just photos. Like if you posted a picture of yourself, there's an all likelihood they go to meet you and you don't look at it. Like there's one thing when you see a photo of somebody and it's like, you know, like the 2009 to the like the 10-year challenge that's going around right now. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Yeah, it is really dumb. It's like 10 years. Come on. I mean, unless you were like a baby and 10 years old. That's like a big change.
No, I – well, so –
Well, I guess it's – but that it counts for you,
I literally was like a baby 10 years ago.
10 years ago, you would have been a baby, yeah.
Yeah. A friend of mine, she had like was posting a bunch of pictures from 2008 – from one of our national championship horse shows of the youth events that we were doing. They have like activities and stuff that the people in the youth division can do. And I was looking around in photos and like couldn't find myself. I'm like, weird, I was there. And then I look closer, I'm like, oh my God, that's me. Didn't even recognize myself. I was 13 year old Sam was looking rough. I guess I would have been 12 year old Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was your and you look slightly different from when you had the work done on your nose too, right?
Yeah, yeah. This was pre-nose, right? And that's why I didn't recognize myself. I think
you still look like you, but you do look different. I mean, not
compared to like photos from before I had my nose fixed, or
yeah, the before, okay. Yeah, the pre and post.
And for people who don't know, I broke my nose like 4 times in a row, and my face got completely destroyed, so it had to be like rebuilt. Not my face, just my nose.
Did you have your nose? Now, how many times did you have your nose done?
So, okay, aesthetically, for like changing the shape of that you can see on the outside once,
and
I had a surgery prior to that. That was for a deviated septum, and all they did was a deviated septum. And then I broke my nose again, wrecked my deviated septum, or got another deviated septum. And then, so they had to do surgery again. At that point, they were like, well, you know, we're already in here. And it was covered by insurance because it was post-traumatic stress injury. So they fixed my gnarly bumps.
I have a theory. two things. First, I got to get back to eHarmony, but I also have a theory. And I'm going to choose my words correctly because you shouldn't take offense to it. But I think it's something that could take offense to. Okay. So, okay, first thing is, again, the eHarmony thing would be like the photos would be different because you look different.
I don't think that my photos would look that different.
But people always deal with that anyways, though. Sure. You know, when you meet somebody in person, and I've had that experience before, mm-hmm. actually. Yeah, we'll get into that. Oh, my gosh. That was the worst. I should tell that story. But I wonder, because your nose is different, I wonder if that has to do with the fact that you do look so different in photos. I mean, I think sometimes just women, and it's more women than men that I've seen, but sometimes there's some women that just have those faces where, because of the way that your face is shaped, that when you, it's very expressive, so when mm-hmm. you're smiling or you're sad or whatever, you look way different. Oh, especially right. when you're resting face.
Oh my God, I totally have I have resting sad face. Yeah, 100%.
Like the photo from Norway of all of us looking on the fjord, right? That's not you to me. Because you're rarely not smiling, you know? That's not you to me. But I wonder if it's because of the work that was done on your nose.
It's possible.
I wonder if that really, that drastically altered like the way that your face would normally function.
Maybe. I don't think that it altered the way that my face functions.
My wording was poor on that.
I think that like when I
my
take pictures.
My mouth still goes open. Talks, I can still breathe through my nose. No, John, I can actually breathe through my ears and I listen through my nostrils.
Yeah, it's really weird reconstruction. Seemed totally unnecessary. I think that there are very, very subtle differences in my nose where if I take a photo from the left side or I take a photo from the right side, it looks totally different to me.
Yeah.
At least. And I think that's part of it. I think that there's
that
a little bit
it,
like
yeah.
subtle difference in the slope of my nose or something. Something along those lines.
My profiles are really different.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's I don't know which I'd have to I'd
my
have to,
my I'd better side phone. Is my right side.
I had to pull my phone. Let me see. Oh yeah, right. This way. So left this side. I'm okay with me.
That's
this,
your right side.
Yeah, so my right side I'm fine with. The left side not so much.
That's how I feel too.
My hair is way too short. It needs to grow out.
Just your hair is fine.
Just say that. Oh, thanks.
Speaking of hair, I think I need to find a different hairdresser.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my hairdresser won't go darker on me.
Why? They just won't?
They're
won't go. Just do it.
Like, I think that if I was like, no, I want you to do it, then she'd be like, okay. But
then you didn't go to her and say, I want you to do it.
But she's like, no, you're blonde. And I'm like, well, yeah, I want to not be a blonde. She's like, no, but you're naturally a blonde. You shouldn't go darker than your eyebrows. And I'm like, oh, but.
Have you not seen Khaleesi?
But I want. Well, no. So you can go lighter than your eyebrows, but you can't go darker.
Oh,
apparently.
God. Well, do your eyebrows too.
Yeah. Well, it's just the problem is it's a lot of maintenance. So I'm contemplating going brunette, just like maybe just starting with like a light brunette. But it is a lot of maintenance because I'd have to probably get my hair done like once a month. And that is a lot of work because I only really get my hair done previously. I mean, I've only gotten my hair done like once a year. And right now I'm kind of sitting around like every 8 weeks or so the last several times I've gotten my hair done. So that's like the only thing kind of holding me back. So like I can go darker, but it's going to be a lot more maintenance. And that's expensive.
Okay.
Not time efficient.
I was wrong in my analogy before.
What?
I think I said you could. Instead of doing listen, I flip-flopped breathe and smell.
Still, did you listen to anything I said?
I did. I totally heard what you said. I still think you should color your hair, even if it is expensive, and tell them to shove it.
Yeah, it's not your money.
I know. Whatever. I'm the one that has to look at you. No, but I think I screwed up because it wouldn't be. You can breathe and smell through your nose. I don't think I put the hearing part in it. When I said it's changed the way your face functions.
I understand what part of this conversation you're going back to.
Yeah. So you should. Yeah, it wasn't. My joke should have been, I can't breathe through my ears and listen through my nose. That's what it should have been.
I thought that's what you said.
I don't think that's what I said.
Oh.
I'm trying to make sure I'm correct. Because if I'm going to do those types of jokes, I want to make sure they land.
See, nobody would have noticed.
No, people... kidding me? Everybody notices everything.
I didn't notice.
Everybody notices everything. Well, yeah, but you're sick.
Anything.
It would be rad, though. Can you imagine if you could smell with your ears? Like, that almost makes more sense.
What would it matter? <It's> a... What? No, it doesn't make more sense. Am I going to, like...
You can lean down and smell food.
That's just inconvenient. We can, like, you don't have to... You don't want to need to turn your head.
I think you should just be able to breathe through your nose, and you should listen and smell with your ears. The nose should just be breathing, and you should be able
to
listen.
You have the mouth for breathing. Smell. Smell is just a bonus sense.
A bonus sense.
It's like if you're going to give up any sense, you're probably going to want to give up smell. Right? That's like the most dispensable. Disposable.
Smell is going to ruin food, though.
Okay, yeah, you can't, like, taste it as much. You still have taste buds. You're not going to be able to taste as well.
Okay.
You're not going to be as sensitive.
So you cannot not breathe.
Right. You need to be able to breathe.
So you taste.
Wait, but breathing doesn't count as a sense.
Right, okay. So, okay.
So you got sight.
Right. Smell.
Touch.
Touch.
Smell.
Smell. Hearing.
Hearing. Sight. So sight, touch, smell. What's the fifth sense?
What are we missing? I'm not thinking about it. Five.
Taste. Taste? Did we say taste?
No, we did. I don't think we did.
It's
we did. Okay.
Is taste
then.
A smell or taste a sense? Okay.
Taste,
for some reason
taste,
in my head,
yeah,
I
yeah,
for some reason in my head, I combine smell and taste.
I love food so much, I just figured taste was just not one
it
of the senses.
It was part
but,
of it, yeah.
Yeah, taste, sight, touch, smell, and sound.
I think I'd give up smell. Because if taste is its own sense, you assume that you're thinking
about
taste.
And touch is all feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feeling. It's all feeling, all pain.
Okay.
Like your nerves. It's your nerve endings.
Okay.
Sending signals to your brain.
Yeah, I think smell would be the one.
That's the one to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, smell.
Sorry, smell. Yeah, that is the bonus one then.
Yeah, it's the bonus sense.
Just toss it in there. We should give them one more. Yeah.
You basically have four senses plus one. That's like...
Your body's like a nightclub.
It's like, buy four... What?
It's plus one.
I was going to say, you buy when you're born, you buy four, get one free.
You can come in, but smell's got to wait outside.
Pretty much.
That's really stupid. Oh, my gosh. All right. You should go home because you're not feeling well.
Yeah, and I got a couple more things I got to do. Freaking leave, so. Whee!
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Enjoy your five senses today.
No, enjoy your four senses and the other one.
And then appreciate the bonus.
Yeah, and appreciate the bonus, yes. Uh-huh. I think that if you look at life like that, like you get one thing and then everything, and then this other thing's a bonus.
And then apologies to anybody listening who may not have one of those things.
Yes.
Because then all the other ones would be a bonus.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want to diminish somebody.
Well, we're not gonna offend anyone who can't hear.
Well, yeah, we know that
we're safe there.
We know that we're safe with the hearing people.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm sorry if you're listening and you're blind and this conversation offends you.
That's really it, because I don't know anybody that doesn't. So what's your... I can't taste anything.
What's your disability? I can't taste. It's so mean, because I'm sure that there's people that have that problem.
I don't know anybody that has that problem.
What's your disability? I can't smell.
Seriously. I'm only when you're plugged up.
I actually think that after my two nose surgeries that I've had, that I have like a diminished sense of smell. Can I count that as like a disability?
Diminished sense.
I do think so. I just don't smell things very
well.
Wow,
how do you stay so thin? Oh, I'm taste deficient.
I don't care about food because I can't taste.
I live life without taste. Why is that?
I mean, and if you were born without taste, it's like you'd never miss out. I don't know. Like you
Why
wouldn't
is
get
it
cravings.
You don't lose those? Why Can is it people lose hearing? People obviously lose sight.
Yeah, why do you get to hold on to taste and smell? Maybe you don't. Maybe
I mean,
they
paralyzed
could diminish a little bit.
Is kind of the equivalent of losing the sense of touch.
Sure.
But I don't know anybody that's ever, you know, oh, poor Phil. And he lost his tasteability. Don't offer him. Phil, do you want any donuts? Oh, don't offer them to Phil. He lost his sense of taste. We don't want to offend him.
I just Googled, can you lose your sense of taste? And I'm just like, I feel like this is a really weird rabbit hole that I could really fall into. Because like one of the questions that also came up, can your taste buds fall off? I don't even know. What causes you to lose your sense of taste? It can refer to an altered sense, such as metallic taste in the mouth. No. It's very rare to lose your sense of taste completely.
Yeah.
Impaired taste can also be a sign of normal aging. So I guess that your taste buds do kind of change. You think about like children.
That explains Ensure.
Right. Like children.
Oatmeal.
Children like different things than like adults do.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of does change a little bit.
Can you lose your sense of smell?
But you know what? With taste and smell, maybe they do get a little bit impaired when you're older, but they're almost both bonus senses, so like you barely even notice.
Yeah, seriously.
The only senses you notice are like your sight and your hearing.
Yeah.
And touch.
Sally, you should really stop and smell the roses. Oh, don't say that. She can't smell. What do you mean she can't smell? I smell her right now. No, she can't. She can't.
I smell her right now. She smells terrible.
Yeah, I know, because she can't smell. She doesn't know that she smells. Because she can't smell. She doesn't realize it.
She doesn't know.
But we don't want to tell her because we feel bad. She's really thin, though, too. I know, because she can't taste either.
Man, we really landed on something here.
I know.
Is like one of the most enlightening post shows I think I've ever done.
I'm actually, this is the one moment I'm glad Drew's not here because I feel like he would be having none of it.
I feel really fulfilled right now because we were able to just like meander down this aimless path of senses.
And that's not a dig on him. I just feel like he would have checked out and have left by now and been like, you guys are, I'm done.
No, I think that Drew is such a blessing because he keeps us from getting too ridiculous.
Yeah, there are people listening right now who haven't lost their sense of hearing who are going, I really can't wait for Drew to come back so that these two knuckleheads.
Yeah, I think that it's just clear that we need Drew. Otherwise, we just go down these rabbit holes for 30 minutes.
It's true. I'm looking forward to whatever you happen to title this particular post show.
Oh, man, yeah. I can't remember like what we said during yesterday's post show. When we were basically like talking to Drew during the post show because we assumed that he was listening. And I almost titled it, I don't know why, like in all caps. I typed up, Drew, where art thou? And then I was like, no, he might see that and actually think that we're like putting out a call for him or something.
Oh, that's true.
Like, yeah, and I was like, that might actually like,
that's Drew.
Yeah, that's true. It's very Drew.
That's very Drew.
Yeah. So then I titled it something else.
I could actually do the whole desk thing now because he would have heard it, so he would have seen it coming. Yeah, ha ha ha.
Ha. He'd be like, ha, ha, ha. I already knew.
Spooky voice man. All right.
Don't lose your senses.
Yeah, well, except for taste and smell. You don't have to worry about those. Yeah,
the bonus senses. Yeah, taste and smell are truly bonuses.
That is really, really strange. You know, God is not without a sense of humor. Like, I'm sure there's a very specific, like you know, and those are like the big ones, though.
Yeah.
I mean, let me take that back. Those aren't the big ones, but.
They're not the big three, but, you know, they're still important.
Wow, that's interesting, though. Why those? Yeah. I'm going to sit on that I'm going to ponder that one for the rest of the day.
What are you going to ponder?
Well, the fact that those two senses are the ones that you're least likely to lose.
Yeah, like, they get a little impaired. I mean, they change a little bit.
And they
don't lose them. I mean, people get old and go completely deaf.
Right.
But because you can go deaf by overusing your hearing.
Right.
But if you eat a lot of really tasteful foods, you don't lose your taste.
You don't.
Like if you overwhelm your taste buds.
You don't go eat. You don't go taste. What happened to, oh, he's gone taste. Oh, no, it'd be him going bland.
Yeah, he's gone bland. He's gone bland.
That's what it is. Oh, poor Stan. He's gone bland. Can't taste anything.
What about your smell? What would be losing your sense of smell?
You'd be senseless.
Well, no, I mean, if you lose all five senses, then you've got sense. So that would be purgatory hell.
No, senseless.
Oh! It's a pun.
I got it. Oh, they're senseless. Is that senseless? Or I know they're not very smart. No, sense.
No, yeah.
Smell. They can't.
They've lost their sense.
Can't smell anything. They can't smell anything.
Oh my gosh, I totally didn't get that. I was like, well, you're not losing all your senses.
Hey, is that why the term is senseless? Because somebody who's super dumb
Senseless. Is like a potato with no senses.
They lost everything.
Yeah.
This is senseless.
Oh. Wow. We are
I hadn't
like,
even really thought about that before.
I've never thought about that before. We're hitting like a lot of...
Yeah, we really are. We've gone
really
deep.
Yeah, we've gone really deep.
I feel like we should walk out of these waters now.
He's wade out of these waters
real
quick.
Wade out of the deep end here. Yeah. But that is, I never, you just don't think about it. There's so
you
many
don't think
of those
about
little
those words.
Things.
Yeah, you grow up using words like that.
Yeah,
you never
he's totally
why.
Senseless. Well, it just means they lost everything.
I think that that's something when you like are learning a second language, then you actually like have questions like that.
So has this ever happened? Has somebody who is... Okay, you can't do deaf and blind because they'd have to hear him. So, unless it was on Braille. But if if somebody who was blind, where they call it, you're so senseless to a blind person. He goes, no, I'm not. I can hear, taste, and smell.
And touch.
And touch.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Well, you don't lose that one either.
Or do you?
But no, that was just, I equate that to paralyzed.
Right. That's you don't lose it with age.
You don't lose it with age, yeah. But you know. Yeah.
You can't like overuse your sense of touch. Otherwise, I would have lost my sense of touch by now.
Yeah.
Because I'm always touching
the
stuff.
The people that do end up in jail. Oh, come on. That was good. And you wiped it on your phone.
I got a message from my mom. I quick checked it. Sorry. She's fine.
Is everything fine? Okay. The people that overlose their sense of touch end up in jail. That's what my joke was. There, thank you. I was delayed.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny.
I'm sorry that I...
Harvey Weinstein. So overuse the sense of touch.
But he doesn't... lose it. No. Oh, actually, he kind of did.
Kind of did.
Yeah, he kind of did. Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
He forcefully had it taken away from him.
Yeah. I think there's probably a lot of guys in prison that are giving it right back to him.
Probably. Man, he's got to have a tough life in prison.
All right. You need to go home, and we've been talking too long. So, bye, guys.
Bye.
Don't be senseless.
Go touch stuff. You couldn't hear it. I touched the mic, but you couldn't hear it.
You're a lunatic. Oh.